Morning, everyone. Morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. It's good to be here already. So this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about, just have a bit of a short meditation here on a topic I've been thinking about the last while. I'm actually just going to write it on the board as a question. Excuse my sloppy handwriting there. Okay, why don't we start with a prayer first, and then we'll go through this. Let's pray. Yes, Father in heaven, we just bow before you this morning, Lord. We thank you for another beautiful day you've given us, Father, for giving us this opportunity to come and gather together, Lord, and worship you and to learn more about you, Father. And we just pray that you would be with me, Lord, as I go through this here, Father. Just pray that you would calm my nerves and just speak through me, Father, that it wouldn't be my words, but it be your words that you want us to hear, Father. And we thank you for your many blessings upon us, Lord. We just ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So the topic today is, are we God-reliant or self-reliant? We're going to rely on something. Someone or something. I know it's something we hear quite often, but why is it that it's so easy to forget? At least it seems that way for myself, being completely reliant on God. It can either be in a spiritual aspect or in a physical aspect. We're going to talk a little bit about the physical aspect of it first, so then we'll go across the spiritual aspect at the end. This is just my thoughts and kind of what I put together that I think it means to be completely reliant on God in our physical lives. I think it would mean that we should completely trust and rely on Him to provide for all of our needs physically. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, we have to go out and work with our hands and make an effort to provide for our families. But I also don't think God wants us sitting there and stressing out and worrying about our physical needs. There's many passages in Scripture that plainly say that He will provide for us. And if we trust Him, He will take care of us. There is a passage I was going to read, a story in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 17. Very familiar story. I'm just going to read through the passage here. 1 Kings 17. Verses 13 through 16. Actually, let's go back to verse 8. I'm sorry. There's a little bit more to that story than what is in that short passage there. Verse 8 of chapter 17. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal and a barrel, and a little oil and a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. So it's even when it seems impossible, sometimes God will provide according to his will and how he sees fit for us. And again, that doesn't mean we just sit and wait and don't attempt anything. We still have to go out and work and do and make an attempt, but God will provide if we just trust him and we do our part. And I think another very important thing in that aspect is that we should always give God the honor and the glory for his provisions for us and for caring for us. You don't have to turn to this one. I'm just going to read a quick verse in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Everything we have comes from God. And we live in a land of plenty. I think we all probably have way more than what we deserve. We have a roof over our heads, clothes on our backs, and plenty of food to eat. I think we all are doing just fine in those aspects. And just those three simple things puts us in the top, I think it's top 20-some percent of the entire world. Like, we're in the top. Whatever, there's many, many people who do not even have those simple things that we take for granted. And it's only because of God. He has blessed us very richly. And seems like I find it's easy to have the mentality of, well, I went out and did this, and I did that to provide for my family, and I did this, but no, we didn't do anything. It's only because of God's blessings in our lives that we are even able to accomplish anything. Without him, we wouldn't even be able to stand up out of bed in the morning. We wouldn't have anything here in our physical lives. Another quick verse that goes along with that, and again, you don't have to turn to all these. I'm just going to read them. It's in Psalms 127. A lot of these are very familiar verses. I was going to maybe try to just do them by memory, but I feel like I'm probably going to blank out if I try, so I better just turn to it. Psalms 127, verse 1, it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." So we can do nothing of our own strength. And if we always have this "I did this and I did that" mentality in our lives and our hearts, we're not being completely reliant on God at all. I think that mentality can sneak in on us before we even realize it. Sometimes it can be just a heart attitude almost. And it's a tactic of the devil to try to get us to rely on our own strength. And we will always fail if we do that. So switching over to the spiritual aspect of it here, of relying on God, just some of my thoughts, some of the ways we can rely on him in our spiritual lives are to spend time in his word with our devotional time, and also to spend time in prayer. Again, I have another verse I'm going to throw in there that goes along with that. It's in John 15. Again, I'll just turn to it here. John 15, verse 5. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." So we see again here, without God, we are nothing and we can do nothing, especially in our spiritual lives. Sometimes we can get by as we was talking in the physical sense, I think we can kind of sometimes push our way through well on our own strength and maybe get by a little bit. We're still required to rely on God in the physical aspect, but especially in the spiritual aspect, we can do nothing without Him. We are completely helpless without God. And on another aspect of it, I find it's very easy to not set aside a specific time for devotion time and prayer time and time with God, to spend time with Him. And if that gets to be a pattern in our lives, we quickly start relying on our own strength and only turning to God when the going gets tough. And I know for a fact in my own life that relying on my own strength never ever works out. God wants us to maintain a consistent and a close relationship with Him and to be completely reliant upon Him for all of our spiritual needs. Another verse that goes along with that is in Proverbs chapter 3. Turn to that quickly here. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So, being wise in our own eyes and leaning upon our own understanding would be the exact opposite of relying on God. And we as a people are going to rely on something, whether it's something or someone. And if we're not relying on God, we're going to fill that void with something else. Whether that's something maybe allowing sin to creep into our lives or the pleasures of this world, the list could go on and on and on. You fill in the blank. And sometimes the other things that we turn to are not always necessarily bad things. But if it takes the place of our time that we should be spending with God, it will distract us away from a close relationship with Him. And let's see here. I had a short devotional that I found I was going to read off here. I thought it kind of summed up and kind of put together. I feel like I've been kind of repeating myself, and it's hard to put my thoughts into words sometimes. But this kind of summed up my thoughts and the whole topic here. And I'm just going to read it off here. It's two Bible stories, comparing two Bible stories. I think they're both from the Old Testament. So, to Caleb and Joshua, spying the land of Canaan was a vision trip that increased their faith. Seeing the abundance of clusters of grapes, pomegranates, and figs, a land flowing with milk and honey. However, to the 10 other spies, the people of the land were too strong. There was no mention of what God could do. They gave a bad report to the Israelites. Their fears, lack of faith, and discouraging report paralyzed the entire nation. As a consequence of their unbelief and a negative report, God decreed that their generation would not cross over to the promised land. Devastated and in a panic, some insisted that they would enter the land despite God's clear message. In their presumption, they persisted in rising up to overcome the Amalekites and the Canaanites, but were defeated. Most unfortunately, they relied on themselves rather than God. Now, in contrast, when we read the story of David and his men returning to their camp, devastated as they discovered the Amalekites had raided their homes and taken captive their wives and children. You imagine that? That would be, I don't know what I would do in that situation. That would be very devastating. It says, we observe a different response. In the midst of bitter weeping and despair, David took time to inquire of the Lord. Something that many of us might not often take time to do when overwhelmed by emotions and of despair. Scripture recounts, David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party, and will I overtake them? In other words, Lord, guide me. What shall I do in this situation? And God told him what to do. David followed his instruction, and they succeeded in overcoming their attacker. David chose to rely on God rather than to act independently. Every day we are challenged in making decisions that affect our lives. But how do we manage? Do I rely on God to direct my every step, or do my frantic emotions, ideas, or previous experiences dictate what I should do? God delights in guiding us in every circumstance, and we would do well to pause, humble ourselves, and ask Him for direction. I just had another passage of Scripture that is a promise to us if we rely on God. I'm going to turn to that quick. Again, another very familiar passage. It's in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. It's just a promise to us if we rely on God and put our faith and trust in Him. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. So on our own strength we're going to fall, guaranteed. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is about all I have. I had a song that I was going to read off here, and maybe, Johnny, I don't know if you want to sing it for the offering. You don't have to either, if you already had a different one picked. But I'm just going to read it off here, because I know sometimes when you read something and you hear someone read it, sometimes it clicks more in your mind than if you just sing the song. I'm not sure why that is, but it's song number 379 in the Purple Book. It's kind of another aspect of relying on God in a different way, I guess, would be, is to love Him and to give our whole love and attention to Him. If we don't love Him, there's going to be other loves in our lives, whether it's earthly things, possessions, money, whatever it is. If we don't love God, then we will fill that with something else. And it's usually not good. The other things are usually not good things. So, just going to read this song here, and then I'll close. I would love Thee, God and Father, my Redeemer and my King. I would love Thee, for without Thee, life is but a bitter thing. I would love Thee, every blessing flows to me from out Thy throne. I would love Thee, he who loves Thee never feels himself alone. I would love Thee, look upon me, ever guide me with Thine eye. I would love Thee, if not nourished by Thy love, my soul would die. I would love Thee, I have vowed it, on Thy love my heart is set. While I love Thee, I will never my Redeemer's blood forget. I think that is all I have. I'll turn the time over here. God bless you all, and thank you for listening.